This is the KTRS Radiothon to support Backstoppers on the Big 550 and KTRS.com. This hour of the 6th annual KTRS Radiothon is brought to you by Bartolino's Family of Restaurants, Schnars Hardware, Stages St. Louis. Your donations benefit the Backstoppers. Remember to donate, go to KTRS.com and click on the Backstoppers logo.
And now, here is John Carney, Julie Buck, and Max Foisy on KTRS.
That's not a real person. Please, drive around to the second window. Okay, 6th annual Backstoppers Radiothon. We're going to keep going. You keep listening. And if you got a chance, not if you have a chance, when you have a chance, go to KTRS.com, click on the slider, and donate to the Backstoppers. We would appreciate your support.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure now to have Officer Matt Browning on the phone with us right now. He's been battling a lot for 21 years since a drunk driver changed his life forever. The former St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department officer then was only 26 years old. He was making an arrest near Busch Stadium, and he was hit by, sadly, a drunk driver and lost both of his legs. And he is still with us today. You are a hardworking man still as we speak, and a family man, and Backstoppers, I know, was a big part of it. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for doing it, Matt. And this was in 2004 when this happened. How fresh is the pre-incident Matt Browning in your mind, or is this the only world that, you know, you see through now?
Well, I don't know that it's been quite that long yet. It's been 21 years. So yeah, I mean, obviously I remember life beforehand, but you know, you move on, and you know, I've built a life for myself since. So, you know, I'm happy, and you know, still moving forward. I'm not going to say I don't miss being able to, you know, run, climb, jog, ride a bike. But when it's all said and done, I got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids, good life. I'm doing well.
But emotionally in that period, certainly in the early days and early weeks, it all turned upside down. It all changed. What am I going to do? And then here comes Backstoppers. Talk about the feeling of that life raft coming into your world.
So, yeah, obviously, right after it happened, and I'm not going to kid, for years after it happened, trying to figure out who I was going to be, what I was going to do, and how I could make it all work was a big question. And I mean, I needed support, and I didn't know what I needed. You know, it's one of those situations where, you know, you want to fight through, you want to try to make the best and move on, but how do you do that? Something that I hadn't even really considered was, you know, like the modifications that need to be made to a house to accommodate something like a wheelchair. You don't really think about the size of doors, or you know, the size of a bathroom, or the just, you know, ins and outs of living. And when I was kind of faced with trying to figure out, you know, getting back into my own place and doing things, Backstopper showed up like out of the blue and at the right time to say, hey, we'd like to help you, you know, retrofit your house to get you fully independent so that you can figure the rest out. And it was a godsend.
That's incredible. So wider doorways, making sure that your counter space and your countertops are where they need to be. What kind of difference did that make for your entire family? I mean, obviously you at the top of the list, but then your wife and your children.
Well, so I'm taking a step back. I didn't have a wife and children at the time. I was still a young man.
Oh.
After I was hurt, I was living back with my parents for a while. And then trying to figure out, you know, like I said, where does my life go from here? I had purchased a house that wasn't fully ready, and I was, you know, finding out what I needed to do as I went along. And Backstoppers stepped up and helped make the renovations so that I could live independently, which was obviously what I wanted.
To be able to do that and find yourself where you are now, as opposed to where you were 21 years ago, you are a shining example of what can be overcome, what can be accomplished. I would imagine, if it hasn't happened yet, a lot of officers that are more recently finding themselves in that position could use a bit of a pep talk from you.
I certainly make myself available whenever I can, but every officer who gets injured the situation is a little bit different. I thoroughly enjoy and always have meeting with officers that are going through stuff to see if I can possibly, help make it a little bit easier for them.
21 years ago, when you were just a young man, a young officer starting out, were you aware of Backstoppers?
I was always familiar with the organization. Obviously, it's not something that you ever really think it's not something that you think that you're ever going to have to have access to. Backstoppers and things like Guns and Hoses, the fights, that was something that I attended every year for my entire adult life. It's always been a great organization. And in knowing about them, I was actually surprised when they reached out to me, because at the time, I'm all but positive I'm the first injured officer, a catastrophically injured officer decided to step up and help. Up until then, it was almost exclusively for officers that died in the line of duty.
Bring us up to speed, Matt, on your life now and what you're doing, what's going on.
My life now, I've got my wife, my two kids. I've got a son who is a freshman at SLU, and my daughter is 9 years old. I'm a director of technology at the Laura Auto Group. I've got two puppies that are eating my house whole, and life is good.
They just ate a cabinet. Yep, I know how that goes.
Well, we got a husky and we've got an Australian shepherd. Both wonderful breeds, both very high energy, both very cute, and both very much think they're dinosaurs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was going to say, eventually you're going to be able to put a saddle on them and let your kids ride them in the backyard.
Oh, I was thinking about putting a brace on and seeing if I can pull me around me around the neighborhood.
It's a thought. We appreciate all your service, your support, and telling us your story, Matt Browning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.
Our pleasure.
Our Backstopper Radiothon continues doing what we do so they can do what they do. And Backstopper's helping people like Officer Browning. And we'll meet some other people, a surviving spouse of an officer who died in the line of duty later. And also some of the other sponsors of this radio station who have come forth in addition to help out with this radiothon as well, like you are. And how would we do that?
You would just simply go to KTRS.com, and there's a gigantic slider button. But you cannot miss it. You don't even need your readers for it. You just click it, and then you just fill out the information, and you make the donation. It just takes probably about 2 minutes all in all. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important. So it's KTRS.com, and click the Backstopper slider.
Nah, I still need the readers.
Well, maybe for the little verification code on your credit card. But to find where you need to be online, you don't need the readers.
The last time we talked to him, the snow hit the ground, and we were shopping for shovels and ice and other assorted things to come out from this tundra. Frank Blair from Schnars will check in with him once again in just a few. Hang on.